It's Ian Pickus, and we're back in the Congressional Corner today with New York Congressman Paul Tonko, a Democrat from the 20th District of New York, in office since 2009 and a stalwart of WAMC's Congressional Corner over the years. Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu has a congressional address coming up later in July. Do you plan to attend?
Well, you know, a lot can happen in the next month in terms of where Israel is taking, where Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, is taking Israel, and how it responds to the requirements and the suggestions, recommendations of the U.S. I will say, however, that I am disappointed in his style of leadership. I think that, he has been asked formally to by the president to suspend some of the bombing. And there should be a regard, a respect for the relationship with our allies in Israel, which is strong and a bond that I always respect and support. But when the prime minister just ignores the message from the president, I find it troublesome. And it's a disrespectful outcome as it relates also to the U.S. taxpayers. So, you know, I think we need to focus on those things that really matter right now and making certain that we continue to highlight solidarity with Israel and to make certain that we continue to work at addressing humanitarian aid and work for a two-state solution, that we make certain that the hostages are released, all of them, and that we go forward with diplomacy. And I think that's the best order of business. So that's where I am at the moment, and we'll see, you know, what the actions over the next several weeks will look like before I make that decision.
Okay. How would you characterize the debate over the farm bill right now in Congress? It seems like the most likely outcome is that there might not be a bill.
Yeah, I think it's pathetic. Again, it's a lack of action. It's one that really requires us to be fully involved with the issue. It you look at some of the major concerns with the farm bill. You know, we need to address the hunger program, and there is no stronger opportunity than the farm bill, and that provides us, for primarily in round numbers, in every 5 years worth of experience, where we advance a legislative package that covers an immense range of issues that impact the American people, from agriculture and nutrition to broadband service and energy investments. And, you know, the farm bill is a fundamental package. We've had, maybe 17 farm bills passed over the last part of the better part of a century. And, you know, it's important for us to get the resolve there, the bipartisan consensus that will enable us to close on the negotiations. And I do not think they've been serious enough. It needs to be bipartisan, but extreme House Republicans have provided for a split from that bipartisanship on the Farm Bill coalition that's necessary if we're going to move forward. And it makes the largest cuts ever to SNAP, our nation's most effective anti-poverty program in nearly 30 years, and it repeals some of the landmark climate-smart agriculture investments that were won by House Democrats when we passed the Inflation Reduction Act. So I'm really discouraged by the lack of aggressive negotiations that would provide for a bipartisan resolve. And it shouldn't languish there and wait till after the elections. We should get this bill done with the amount of time we have here. It's really been dragging your feet for the course of the 118th session of Congress.
How's your committee work going these days?
Committee work is really sound. We keep pushing for an effort to have standards established for offshore wind. We are working very hard on energy efficiency. We're working with the administration to take the success of the 117th session of Congress with the CHIPS and Science Act, with the Inflation Reduction Act, with the infrastructure bill, even with the ARPA funds, the assistance from the experience of the public health crisis with COVID. And I think all of that has empowered a tremendous job growth and a transformation, if you will, in our manufacturing. And it's built up a sound response to the supply crisis that became very apparent during the COVID years. And so now we find more and more strength coming from American manufacturing that will fill the void that was finding us reaching to foreign suppliers for the needs we had to manufacture products. And the whole effort in investment in chips in this area has now offered the area from, you know, the capital region into central New York, into the southern tier, and into the Mid-Hudson Valley to be a go-to zone with high-tech investments, entrepreneurial interest, and workforce development with colleges, community colleges, and labor and their apprenticeship programs. I think we're putting together the infrastructure needs, the research needs, and the human infrastructure, the workforce development needs, in a way that are really drawing global attention. And it's why you see us being touted now as the new tech valley area in the States.
We're about 4 months from Election Day. How worried are you about President Biden's reelection chances?
I think as the choice becomes a binary choice, and as we move closer to the election, I think as we get through these summer months, the focus really starts, and people are going to understand that and recognize and appreciate the fact that this president has led us through tough times. We had a COVID failure with the response of the last administration. This president, with the ARPA money, pulled us out of that. There were shots in the arms. The doors of small business were open. Schools were made available to the students. And, you know, we saw a lot of aid issued to local governments that are now showcasing ARPA monies. You know, in Schenectady, in our congressional district, you know, a brand new pool and splash pad and, you know, quality of life enhancements in the park. The same is true in Troy, and they're utilizing, in all of the communities that I represent, ARPA monies, federal monies that did not have to come via property tax increases, and the quality of life was improved. So as people see all of this with the reigniting of manufacturing, made in the USA, taking on great headlines these days, providing for an energy transformation, protecting the planet as we go forward, all of these issues are going to be, I think, well respected and well regarded. And when we look at the crises from the last administration and the failure with COVID and the tax cut that was going toward the wealthy, rather than this tax cut that went toward working families and growing the economy from the bottom up and the middle out, these are dynamics that I think will influence the voter. And I think that President Biden will be elected to a second term.
That's New York Congressman Paul Tonko, a Democrat from the 20th District. He's been in office since 2009. We hear the bells ringing, so we're going to let you go vote now. But thanks, as always, for being on the Congressional Corner.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And always a pleasure, Ian.